Welcome to Wonder in Reality with Jim Harwell.
The sower sows the word, and these are the ones by the wayside where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. Jesus Christ, Mark 4, 14 and 15. Glory to God forever. This is the next message in the series of the parable of the sower. In the explanation, Jesus talks about the word of God, and he mentions that word 8 times in the explanation. The whole focus of this short message I'm about to give is that the word of God is the revelation of God, the message of God. It's not anything else. It's not what we perceive it to be or what we think or what. It's the revelation of God. Amen. It's the message. And we've heard that word logos. That's in the Greek. That's the word that's used. You know, logos is a word that, or an expression, or I can even read the definition to you. A word being the expression of a thought, a saying. It's a common term with regards to a person sharing a message, communication, speech. It's a broad term meaning reasoning expressed by words. So, Jesus, other times in the Gospels, we know some famous teachings of his. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you will, it shall be done for you. He said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. He said, the words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. If Jesus talks about it in the explanation 8 times, it is important. It's in another place in Matthew, in the explanation of the parable of the sower, he calls it the word of the kingdom. So there we have, we could even go further with that and say that's the revelation. Another way of saying the word of the kingdom is a revelation of the presence of God Almighty. Amen. The revelation of God Himself. And so the whole message of the New Testament is Jesus Christ. The whole message of the Bible, of course, Jesus Christ. Why am I emphasizing this? The purpose of these little messages are to help you and me and anyone else who will listen, to help people receive this, the answer, the secret, the mystery, the reason we're here, the purpose of human existence, Jesus Christ, so that we can walk with God, so that we can know God. That's the whole purpose. And so there's two categories of people. If you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have it. You have the most valuable entity in the universe. Glory to God. You found the answer to be saved, to receive the eternal life, which is knowing God Almighty and Jesus Christ, whom He has sent. Life everlasting, the divine nature, receiving all these priceless things that Jesus Christ offers that can only be found through Jesus Christ. What I just said is the whole thing. I mean, eternal life. That's when we have that, we get all these incredible things that would take, that will take eternity to realize and to experience. Eternity, complete fulfillment, being totally fulfilled, totally content, receive peace and joy and hope and faith and love and all these incredible things that everyone in the world wants, and they're seeking them in so many different ways, but it's only found through Him. Peace that passes all understanding, joy unspeakable and full of glory. And it goes on and on and on. all these incredible things. To live forever. What he offers is beyond human comprehension. And I keep emphasizing those things because, well, for many reasons. I'll get into that in a minute, hopefully. If you're listening and thinking to yourself or wondering, well, you know, I don't know if I truly have found Jesus Christ. One of the secrets is that we need to go directly to God Almighty to receive this. Amen. It's common sense. We can't go through anyone else. We can't go through our church. We can't go through a family member or a friend or anyone else. It's directly with Him. And this should be so encouraging to us. What an incredible opportunity that He wants a relationship with us directly. And so, even someone who's quote-unquote a Christian, let's say they've gone to church their whole life or whatever, some of those people still don't have that direct relationship with Him. I mean, I know that was my experience. I grew up, you know, was made to go to church, but I didn't really find Jesus Christ in a church. We as humans, just a side note, we as humans, we're so pathetic. We've all gone astray. There's no one righteous, no one good. We almost have to have a crisis situation to come to God. We almost have to be down low and suffering and in pain and depression and all these things. And then we go to God. That's our human nature, our fallen nature. But it doesn't have to be that way. But often it is. But I say this as an encouragement. It's our direct relationship with Him. We have to have that. And so if somebody doesn't have, if they just somehow feel like, you know, I don't know if I know Jesus Christ, just go directly to God. You don't need anyone else. You don't need a Bible. You don't need anything. Amen. You go directly to Him. And that's how we are to live every day. Every day for eternity, directly with Him. We don't go through anything else. So, similar to that, the Word of God is the revelation of God. The Word of God is not our Bible, not knowing the Bible in and out. It's the revelation of God to mankind and to us individually. And the revelation of God is that Jesus Christ allows us to become a child of God. Amen. The revelation, receiving eternal life, and Jesus told us what eternal life is, which is knowing you, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Knowing the one true God. So knowing someone is a relationship. You know, it's not knowledge of the Bible, it's a relationship. And then even going deeper, it's our spirit person, which is the real us, having that relationship, the real us having a relationship with God, which is in the spirit. It's beyond our mind, it's beyond knowledge. You know, I've said this before, it's important to understand this. Someone can know the whole Bible. They can memorize the Bible and know the Bible in every language, in Greek, Hebrew, Latin, and every language that there is, and be the most brilliant scholar and not have a relationship with God Almighty through Jesus Christ. So that almost proves it's not knowledge. It's not, you know, knowing the Bible at all. It's a relationship. So I do want to add this. It always used to bug me a lot, bother me, and it still does to a certain extent, that so many Christians, so much of the, especially the Protestant church, puts all the emphasis on the Word of God and the Bible. They put all the emphasis on that, and they know it in and out, and that if it has to be in the Bible, and if it's not in the Bible, it's not of God. And they are almost fundamentalist, strict fundamentalists about this, or whatever you want to call it. It's like they're missing the whole point. I've had people tell me that directly. I remember specifically, I asked somebody, what's the real secret to this whole Christian life? He said, staying in the Word. You know, these are well-meaning people, but the Word of God is the revelation of God. And the revelation is that Jesus, we receive a revelation through our spirit person. We have to have the Holy Spirit. That's the answer right there. Again, I could stop the message right now. That's the whole key. The Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of Jesus Christ, walking with Him. Remember that in the early church, the Gospels for a number of years were not even written. They were walking in the power of the Holy Spirit and serving the Lord, and the Gospels were not even written. And the rest of the New Testament definitely had not been written. Second point related to that. The first Bible was put together in roughly, I believe it was 1495, the year. It was the first book produced for the printing press. It took 2 years to lay it out and everything, and then it was printed. It's incredible to think about that. The printing press, as many of us know, changed the world more than any other invention up until that time, and probably for decades and centuries after that. People now could produce things, and they, you know, this contributed to nations getting freedom, just being able to publish things and get them to the public. I'm not just referring to the Bible. I'm referring to things like even the United States of America. Because there was a printing press, they could print things and distribute them to people about the country and about the latest news and the quest for freedom and things like that. And that contributed to revolutions around the world that over time. Now, and the same thing with the Bible. People now getting the Bible, and now they could realize, wow, this is, they can read it for themselves. You know, up until that point, it would be, I'm generally assuming, you'd have to go to a church, and it was the Catholic Church, and there would, you know, people didn't have access to these incredible teachings of Jesus Christ and of the New Testament. So, I don't want this to be a history discussion, but people didn't even have a Bible to read up until that time, and probably for decades, many, many decades after the printing press, people still didn't have a Bible in their house. And then third point, I've said this before, it's so important. 1 billion people on the earth today don't have a Bible, or they cannot read. The Word of God is the revelation of God to us. Amen. And when we find that, we find the answer. We find the secret. The answer to everything that human beings want to know, understand, figure out, everything. Because it's the purpose of our existence. The reason that we're here is to know God and Jesus Christ, whom He has sent, forever. Amen. It's unbelievable that we have this opportunity. And I also want to add, it's unbelievable that so many people in the world are completely missing it. It just boggles the mind that that we miss it. Even in the Protestant church, we miss it. In the Catholic church, we miss it. What are we to do since we know we're all missing it? It's common sense, but let's go back to what Jesus said. Repent, believe, rely on the gospel, the great news of Jesus Christ. Humble ourselves before God Almighty. Seek Him with our whole heart. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Common sense. Such common sense. And then continue on with Him. Seek Him with everything we have. Two parables are in Luke 11 and 18 are about persistence in prayer. Persistence. Just persist. The parable was, Jesus said a man was asleep in his bed and somebody came to the door and knocked for something and just kept on knocking and asking him and bothering him and said, finally the man just said, okay, here, take what you want. You know, I'm asleep. Just quit bothering me. So, you know, persistence and boldness in our relationship with God. I want to finish up with this. When we hear that phrase, the Word of God, and so forth, and not just that, but when we think of the gospel, and then when, you know, we've got this Bible with 66 books, and it's this big book, and some of it's so complicated, and all this, and you know, and we can get intimidated, but I want to encourage anyone who's willing to listen. Going back to what I've said before, a walk with God through Jesus Christ is easy and simple, and it's normal and natural and what we were intended to do. It is so simple and easy. Jesus said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. We all want rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. He says it a second time. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. It's easy and simple. We don't even have to have a Bible. When we receive the revelation of Him, glory to God, we're now walking with Him all the time. In His power, the power of the Holy Spirit, we have the greatest, most valuable entity in the universe. We now enter into this, the wonder and reality of walking with God, this glorious mystery that's beyond human words that we can now experience all the time, every day, and it becomes this adventure. It's what we were intended to do. It's no more of all those negative things. You know, we've all dealt with that. All that's gone. And now we go from glory to glory. What that means is one glorious revelation to another. Amen. From faith to faith. From hope to hope. From love to love. We're going up and forward and deeper and wider and all. I keep saying, you know, these descriptive type things, but we can't put it into words. Amen. That's what we have the opportunity to receive. We have to continue on. If you have Jesus Christ, just continue on. You might be in phase one, phase two, wherever you are, phase three, just continue on. That's what's so wonderful. God's merciful. As long as we come back to Him and we sincerely, genuinely are doing our best to walk with Him, amen. We're right in God's perfect will. Just keep going. Just keep going. And He'll meet us more than halfway. We have to prove ourselves worthy. We have to continue on. We have to do it His way, not our way. And all of it's common sense. But if somebody doesn't have Jesus Christ, go directly to Him. It's easy, easiest thing in the world to find Him. It takes 1 second. It takes a quality decision, but it's direct, it's instant, and then we just continue with Him. But it's simple and easy. And I think one thing when we hear, oh, the Word of God, and some of us have that image of these fundamentalist Christians who are Bible thumpers, and it's just, oh, they know the Bible in and out, and they're the most annoying people, and forget all that. When we go directly to Him, that's when great things happen. And this revelation, it's God Almighty revealing it to us directly, a revelation. It's something that we have to receive from Him directly. That's the final thing I'll say, is that one of the keys is that when we go directly to Him, we're able to receive this glorious revelation in our spirit person. And then that's when we know the Holy Spirit. And that's one of the keys, maybe the key. Thanks for listening.